Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Baylor University's Institute for Family Business announced the 20th annual Texas Family Business of the Year Awards. The program recognizes firms whose families demonstrate a commitment to each other and to business continuity, and who are responsive to the needs of their employees, communities, and industries. Richard Carr Motors in Waco, Texas, is one of the winners. Mr. Carr, tell us some of the reasons why you think your company's a winner this year.
Well, it's very gratifying. I think any time someone from the outside gives you any kind of recognition, and that's a very good statement for your company. I think the application process must have showed what we try to do, and it's not just me, Richard Carr, running the store. In that process, I talked about how we involve all the managers with all the departments and hold each department accountable, and I think that that's what makes the business run well, because so many people have the same goal. I think the success of any business, not just ours, it depends on the people that work there. And I asked a friend of mine a long time ago how he was so successful, and he told me, and so did my follow-up, Roundtree's, you hire and work with the best people you can find. And I think that's what makes everything work together. I think that comes from a long period of time of being able to keep managers in place that stay with you. We have our weekly meetings in which we go over the forecast for each department. And then I'll sometimes have just a departmental meeting with just the individual guys in those departments. So I think it's easy to convey what I want to try to get done, and then the interaction of what they're trying to get done, because they're motivated highly themselves. So it kind of works both ways. And we bounce ideas off of each other. And as long as we're heading for that same common goal, then it's going to work well. When people come in to visit us here, I hope they're coming, first of all, for the reputation of the dealership, which reflects on the people that work here, and know that we're dedicated to trying to not just sell a vehicle, but fit the needs of somebody, because wants and needs are totally different. Some people buy because they need it, some of them just because they want it. And when it flows from there, and we do not pressure people, we want to fulfill what they need and make them feel good about their purchase, because it's sometimes the second largest purchase next to a home people will make. So you need to be diligent in filling what they need in addition to what they may want. And then that flows through to the service and parts and body shop. You have that same dedication to listening to the customer and making sure that their concerns are met. Well, I think it goes back to what we may have talked about before, is treating people right. Maybe the golden rule, as you've heard of the golden rule, treat people the way you want to be treated. And I think that resonates in people, and they want to do business with people that are that way. And I think that helps you in the good and the bad times. As long as you treat them professionally and take care of them and try to really fit their wants and needs, as I mentioned earlier, you're going to find customers that want to do business with you.
Richard Carr is president of Texas Family Business of the Year Award winner Richard Carr Motors in Waco, Texas. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business or the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.